Life is full, but not overcrowded, by Peace Pilgrim. In my life, I began to realize that it's as though we have two selves, or two natures, or two wills, with two different viewpoints. Because the viewpoints were so different, I felt a struggle in my life at this period between the two selves with the two viewpoints. So there were the hills and valleys, lots of hills and valleys. In the midst of the struggle, there came a wonderful mountaintop experience, and for the first time, I knew what inner peace was like. I felt a oneness with all my fellow human beings, oneness with all of creation. I've never really felt separate since. I could return again and again to this wonderful mountaintop, and then I could stay there for longer and longer periods of time and just slip out occasionally. Then came a wonderful morning, when I woke up and knew that I would never have to descend again into the valley. I knew that for me, the struggle was over, that finally I had succeeded in giving my life or finding inner peace. Again, this is a point of no return. You can never go back into the struggle. The struggle is over now because you'll do the right thing and you don't need to be pushed into it. However, progress is not over. Great progress has taken place in this third phase of my life, but it's as though the central figure of the jigsaw puzzle of your life is complete and clear and unchanging, and around the edges, other pieces keep fitting in. There's always a growing edge, but the progress is harmonious. There's a feeling of always being surrounded by all of the good things, like love and peace and joy. It seems like a protective surrounding. There's an unshakableness within, which takes you through any situation you may need to face. The world may look at you and believe that you're facing great problems, but always there are inner resources to easily overcome these problems. Nothing seems difficult. There's a calmness and a serenity and an unhurriedness. No more striving or straining about anything. Life is full and life is good. But life is never more overcrowded. That's a very important thing I've learned. If your life is in harmony with your part in the life pattern, and if you are obedient to the laws which govern this universe, then your life is full and good, but not overcrowded. If it is overcrowded, you're doing more than is right for you to do, more than is your job to do in the total scheme of things.